This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It is Thursday. That means Throwback Thursday. If you have a request, something you'd like to hear, anything really at all. Only stipulation is that it has to be at least 10 years old to qualify as a throwback song.
Which isn't really that, when you think about it, you're like,
a song from 2008 is a throwback song?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
As Ross likes to call it, Dave Mahoney's high school and college playlist.
That's right. 1998, here we come.
Hell yeah, that was a damn good year.
If you have anything you'd like to hear, text us at 73100. Some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What do you want first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's go with the bad news to kick today off.
The 10 happiest and unhappiest states in the United States. There's a new study ranking the happiest and least happy states in America, looking at three categories: health, including things like depression rates and how much sleep people get, lifestyle choices, things like work-life balance and how many vacation days people take, and prosperity, things like household income and unemployment. And unfortunately, Nevada makes the 10 unhappiest states. And I think maybe we got vaulted up this list because we've heard the story before about how we don't get a lot of sleep compared to other states because, you know, we got stuff to do, man.
It's 24/7, 365.
The whole city doesn't shut down at 9 o'clock like Pearland, Texas.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
We can buy booze on Sunday.
We can go to Walgreens and buy liquor. You don't have to go to some separate store that closes at 7 p.m.
Again, if I had to live anywhere else where it's not like...
You can't go 20, back.
Like, I would freak out. This is weird.
Just the worst.
Like, this, I've been
literally
spoiled.
The county that I lived in Texas, you couldn't sell liquor. You had to drive to a different county. And I'm like, it's 20.
Not just on Sundays.
Ever.
Anytime. Yes.
You'd drive to a totally separate county to go to a liquor store. I'm like, it's 2016 at the time.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah, no, that I would freak out.
Terrible. So the unhappiest states are Louisiana, Rhode Island, West Virginia, Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, Arkansas, Tennessee, Nevada, and Georgia.
Which, I don't agree with this.
I don't like being lumped in with those losers.
Yeah, all those. I don't know much about Rhode Island.
Rhode Island's fine. I mean, there's just a couple of states in there where I'm like, yeah.
I would say everything but Rhode Island I'm cool on.
The 10 happiest states are Montana.
Okay.
New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
Iowa.
No.
Nebraska?
Shut up. Get out of
Nebraska.
Here. Not a chance.
Wisconsin?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, you're drunk. Not in the winter.
North Dakota?
Winter now.
There's a lot of work in North
Dakota.
A lot
of work in North
Dakota. But still, right now. You're working. You're working your ass off.
Utah?
Yeah,
like Utah.
Okay. Utah's nice. Except for if Utah could just get their ass, out of the way of when it comes to stupid liquor laws.
Yeah, like just sell regular beer.
Yeah. And don't make me go to a state-run liquor store.
I hate being told what I can and cannot do with my own money. And buying a six-pack of even Bud Light at the roaring strength of 3.2%.
Yeah, I mean,
come on, guys.
Woof.
Colorado, that. South Dakota.
Yeah, same thing as North Dakota.
Minnesota, number one.
Okay, yeah. A lot of nice people. I mean, Minnesota might as well just be Canada.
Many nice people.
Minnesota is Canada. Minnesota is America's Canada.
That's right.
Sounds very sweet, though.
And some good news today. A guy in North Carolina named Ernest Jones took his wife Linda out for breakfast for her 67th birthday on Sunday. On the way back home, he bought her a $20 lottery ticket.
Nice.
Unfortunately, she didn't win anything.
Oh. Oh,
man.
He also bought a ticket for himself.
Yeah.
And he did.
How much did he win?
$100,000.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday.
After taxes, he took home just over $70,000.
Okay.
And he says, quote, of course he's spending it on her. They got the giant check the very next day.
What do you think Powerball's at right now? Ooh, we have crossed into the $200 million threshold, Dave.
Talk to me when we get over 300.
I mean, $200 million is still a pretty good chunk of money, man.
Yeah, but you have to go out of your way for it here, right?
Like, yeah, if I drive down a state line.
It's never going to happen. Even when it's at $500 million, I'm like, I hope I have a friend coming in from California.
Let's just drive to Baker, go get some alien jerky, man. Or the Avalon jerky, their new competitor down there. The jerky wars that are happening on the 15. If you aren't aware, it is.
Which are much different than the jerky wars that you had when you were 15. Totally different.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Call and leave us a message anytime, 702-889-7352. It is our first voicemail check of the day. Here we go.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, this is from my neighbor, Paulette. I hope she hears this. Hey, Paulette, your law enforcement suck. That's all. Thanks, everyone. Except Paulette.
Message deleted.
Who even has lawn ornaments in Las Vegas?
Who is named Paulette with lawn ornaments?
Are you sure you got the right number?
Huh.
Do you know who you're calling?
Like garden gnomes?
That's the thing with Las Vegas is you don't really know your neighbors here. Not like other cities, you know?
I'm glad.
It's too hot.
I don't want to go outside. Nobody
I don't want to say hi to you because it's too hot.
But for real, like everyone just drives directly into their garage and goes into their house. Because it's not like other cities where, you know, it's like a long summer's day and it's 7 p.m. and the kids are playing outside. It's like no one's playing outside in this weather. No. Too damn hot.
Maybe in the spring.
Maybe. Like,
maybe in the spring.
Maybe like late October.
Sure.
Probably, yeah.
If you're playing outside, it's in the backyard in the pool. Don't you dare look over that wall, you son of a bitch. I paid for this pool. Not for your eyes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Damn it, Paulette. Damn it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Back when Ace of Base was cool, I lived next to a chick who was a serious Jesus Crispy, and she had a ferret. Both she and the ferret stunk. Patchouli.
Message deleted.
What?
What is
the matter with you callers today?
I mean, to be fair, ferrets stink.
Not if you bathe them properly.
Ferrets stink.
Didn't you say your ferret stunk?
You stink.
People stink.
You stink.
You stink.
You stink.
Didn't you say your friend's ferret stunk?
Yes, ferrets stink.
That's because you
smell terrible.
Your buddy had poor ferret hygiene.
Didn't you?
Just like people. Like, you gotta bathe them.
It also used to
bite your ankles, right?
Yes, it used to stalk me out. It would wait all day behind the couch, and then when I would come home, it would run out and bite me.
It was a good judge of character. Sounds like that ferret had a good grasp on what was going on in that situation.
It's still alive?
Son of a bitch. The ferret?
Yeah.
Hope not. Bastard.
Wow.
Mean ass ferret.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I guess drinking on a Wednesday wasn't a good idea either. Damn it.
Message deleted.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So first up today, some news that came out yesterday that a lot of people got excited about is that Target is planning on opening a Las Vegas Boulevard location.
Ooh.
You're like, okay. And then we start to find out some of the details. You're like, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right. It's a scaled down 20,000 square foot store. It's going to be at Showcase Mall, I think, where that movie theater used to be. They're going to convert part of that.
It's where Smith and Walensky's used to be.
Oh, that's the space.
Yeah.
20,000 square feet. It sounds like a lot, but for a Target, that's nothing.
A teeny Target.
The store is set to open in 2020. We'll employ 150 people. That's the good news. The bad news is it's going to be like a small format store. They do this in urban areas where there's not a whole lot of other stuff that you can utilize. And I mean, think about the strip.
Take out the lawn and garden section. You can do away with that.
Okay. But they're also doing away with a lot of like the clothes and the groceries, which is like what a lot of people enjoy at Target.
Two things that I go to Target for this point. Clothes and food.
That's where I get all like when my friend's having a baby, I go to Target.
Yeah, it's Friday night. I'm like, I need a Massimo t-shirt and a bottle of vodka.
They don't care. I don't think they carry Massimo anymore, Dave.
They don't?
I think they've moved on past Massimo. I think they've
Were they the exclusive?
They were. They bought Massimo. Which, you know, people, I know Ian likes to crap all over Target clothes, but I like them.
I do not. I'm wearing a Moreno right now.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Okay.
It's proof. I love Target.
Is this after I try to tell you that Target has good stuff for dudes?
You can't say that and not make me laugh.
Why?
Because I just picture you bringing like a whole bunch of clothes at Target into the dressing room and like, yeah, this breathes well.
The only thing I wouldn't do is jeans. I'm just very particular about jeans. I like Levi's. That's like what I've been wearing for 30 years. And
Target doesn't sell Levi's anymore?
No.
I know they used to.
They might, I think they might have like a like an off-brand or the lower brand version.
Oh, they don't have the fancy Levi's that you like?
Yeah. They may have like the Target Levi's, which I might be. I've actually that's not true. I crapped my pants down in Houston like the first day we were down there. It was like
the first
my girlfriend.
Good start.
Was a nervous I don't even know if we were living there yet. It was our old producer, Jared, my girlfriend, and we were down in Pearland, Texas.
Yeah.
And I remember having to wait in the parking lot for the Target to open so I could go get some pants for whatever reason.
Oh man, how do you get out of the car? You're like,
I don't remember the exact situation that revolved around it, but I think it was more of a shart. It wasn't like a full-on
crap into the pants.
Yeah.
Well, this store is going to feature beauty products, tourist merchandise, apparel, grab and go, food and drink, stuff like that.
It looks nice.
Whatever.
You know, I mean,
it'll employ 150 local people.
That'll work.
And they're moving. Yeah.
And it's Target.
And I think they're moving that Smith & Wolski's over to the Forum Shops.
Nevada gaming revenue is up 4.2% in June, so that's some good news, right? Yeah. So specifically the Strip. Downtown is actually down a little bit, saw a decline of 4.4%. But gaming revenue in Clark County for June was up 3.5%, and specifically on the Strip, it increased 5.4% to $523.9 million. And they're saying some of the biggest spikes came from blackjack revenue up 19.1%. Hmm. Baccarat, 10.3%. Yeah. Roulette was up 48%.
Your brother in town?
He was. Slot machine revenue saw a dip of 3.28%.
Have you tried any of the skilled slot machines yet? I saw one for the first time. I can't remember exactly what casino I was at, but I remember seeing it. I'm going,
There was something at Golden Nugget. I forget what it was.
Where was I?
There's a skill-based one at Golden Nugget. Are they going to kick you out, though, if you get too good at it? Because that's what they do with blackjack, right?
I feel like that's probably, yeah. I mean.
They're like, sir, you have to go. It's like when they booted Ben Affleck out of the Hard Rock because he was winning at blackjack too much. You're like, what do you mean he's winning too much? Like, that's
a point.
Screw you guys.
What are you, that's.
I don't get to kick you out of Las Vegas when I lose too much.
Yeah. The hell, guys?
Marijuana beer is going to hit Las Vegas dispensaries, minus the alcohol. So, is it really beer?
It's just another form of THC consumption.
Yeah.
I mean, I get why you call it beer, because that's why, you know, it's easily associated with that, right? Uh-huh. You know, it's easier than just like a marijuana drink. It's a marijuana beer.
Ian, you'll appreciate this. Keith Villa, who is the creator of Blue Moon, your favorite beer.
Yes.
Is launching a THC-infused non-alcoholic brew later this year in Colorado.
I will drink that.
Lagunitas also getting in on it. And finally, a couple of things here. The cities where everyone has a lot of trouble paying their rent or mortgage. Any guesses what's at the top of the list?
D.C. and San Francisco?
No, but close.
New York?
Virginia?
No.
Virginia's not a
any,
city.
Any other? Jesus, Sylvia.
D.C.'s in Virginia.
D.C.'s kind of its own thing, though.
Yeah, but it's in Virginia. It's in Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
It's fine. Any other cities, Sylvia, that you want to make a guess on there?
Nebraska,
yes. Yes, that is right. Nebraska.
Can you name just a city? Can you name a city that is not Las Vegas?
Sacramento.
That's
the one you choose.
I mean, Sacramento is actually not cheap to live in either, anywhere in California.
Sacramento is not on the list, but Los Angeles is, so you guys were relatively close there.
All right.
Mostly West Coast cities.
Seattle?
New York is on the list. San Bernardino, California comes in at 49.2%.
LA.
Miami is there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And San Diego.
Why are we so, like, why is it, what is it about humans that, like, we want to live near water and then it costs so much to live near water? Like, ooh, like, I got a house on a lake.
Look at that gorgeous river that I'll never go in.
Never.
That's dirty.
Like it used to be essential because everything arrived via the river.
Yeah.
You know?
Water was life. It still is, but now you turn.
That's, but we have trucks now. Yeah, we don't really need it quite as much.
Got a Sparklets delivery coming.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's binges and bites.
Binges and bites, very simple. It's the things that we've been enjoying here in Las Vegas, whether it be on television, it can be a streaming show, it can be something that you're just watching on your computer, or it can be just a regular TV show. And then, of course, the great restaurants that we get to enjoy living in a city where there is plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mahoney, you're up first.
I got to start with my binges first. My fiance and I recently started watching Arrested Development again. If you aren't familiar with Arrested Development, it originally came out in 2003, had three seasons on Fox, got rebooted about a decade later with Netflix.
Any good, the reboot? I never watched the reboot on Netflix.
The first season is, or the first season reboot, not so great, but the new season.
They kind of got into it,
Much better. But
does it have the same cast?
It does.
Okay.
And the first three seasons are absolutely amazing. The fourth season, this season is where it's at as well. So
Jason Bateman's in it.
Yes, Jason Bateman, Jeffrey Tambor, Portia de Rossi, Michael Cera.
Awesome.
I mean, there's
great
just
cast.
So many good people. Tony Hale, David Cross, Will Arnett.
Speaking of Jason Bateman, huge fan of his. He's hilarious,
yes.
Right? If you never saw the movie Game Night that he was in, that was actually
It looked crappy,
but no, it's actually pretty. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But his show Ozark, that I believe he writes and directs, and definitely stars in on Netflix. The first season was lights out. It was great about being in the Lake of the Ozarks and being all caught up in drugs, and he's like a family man, but it's like a dark sitcom drama. Really well done. It's coming back for season number two this month.
At the end of the month, season two of that. And I haven't watched it. That's one of the ones that you love. And I grew up down at the Lake of the Ozarks every summer. My grandparents had a house down there.
Yeah.
So
your parents were probably secret drug runners.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see that. Going to my Bites this week. It's a place I ate with Bossy Rossi yesterday.
Oh,
it's just
that's how you know a restaurant's good, when Mahoney's gonna recommend it after he went there with Bossy Rossi, because you know the company sucked.
Yeah.
So if the food was that good, that you still able to recommend it,
forced me to go out to lunch.
Of course he did.
With him.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, he was quote unquote treating me to a birthday lunch.
Oh, I see.
And somehow I still paid.
Yeah. Did his hand end up on your inner thigh again?
Yeah. You know, he gets a little handsy. the place is called Jagasaki Sushi Burrito. It's right here at Buffalo and Warm Springs, brand new building. It's combined with Fuku Burger.
That Fuku Burger was going to be my Bites for the week. We went there this weekend.
Yeah. Kind of an interesting that we're both going on each side of it, but a brand new building.
Buffalo and Warm Springs.
Super, super clean. The address is 7365, and the sushi burrito, I was kind of like, I don't know about this. I could eat 10 of them in a row.
Man. Really? That good?
The one thing.
Are they really small when you say you could eat 10 of them in a row?
Because they're very light.
I see.
So, but the problem is you have to listen to your, you got to like not listen to your brain. Like, I want to eat more of this. It's so good. And it will fill you up if you wait 10 minutes after you're done eating it. Because like, you're like, God, I could go eat another one of those right now. But if you give it 10 minutes, it'll be good. They've got three different types of burritos. Phenomenal. All fresh food. Service there was very nice. But the thing that blew me away yesterday, and I was expecting it to be not great, was they had this dessert. And I will say, by far, the best dessert I've had in 2017, and that's with or 2018, and I ate 60 desserts on my Disney cruise this about a month ago. It's a cotton candy burrito. So they take a couple scoops of ice cream, some like other like almost like fruity pebbles and some other stuff in there, and some other like sauce, and then they wrap it in a burrito like cotton candy. You're like, that's gonna be way too sweet. I don't know how you're gonna eat this.
They figure out the balance.
It's like, we both, Bossy Rossi and I, both took a bite of this and just looked at each other and went.
And just started kissing.
Just went, damn. Let that hang. Do what it do.
All right, Sylvie, what do you got today?
Mine is a pizzeria over on the north side of town.
Okay.
It's called Novecento Pizzeria.
Novecento?
It's like on West End Road.
Right.
But I think they have like the best wood fire pizza. Like, I just love that place. And the environment is just like really cozy. It's very like Italian kind of.
Did you go there on a date?
Yeah, maybe.
Sylvia. You did?
Maybe.
Was it the former coworker guy?
No.
Okay. Did you really go on a date? Oh.
No, but it's one of my favorite places.
Is it a good place for a date?
Yes, it is.
Would you be happy if somebody took you there on a date?
Yes.
Would you sex them afterwards?
Probably.
Okay. Did you eat the entire pizza yourself?
Do they have?
Is that a euphemism?
Do they have, like, is it, like, personal pizzas?
You can have personal
pizzas. They do have personal pizzas.
But, like, I shared mine.
You shared yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about you, Dev?
So I just talked about Fuku Burger as the place that, that I tried this weekend that was great.
Yep.
Wife and I went there. We got different burgers. Very good. They have this stuff called crack sauce, too, which is like a dipping sauce for your fries. Okay. And it is like crack. It's just, it's that good.
And both those places, Fuku Burger and Jagasaki, based on food trucks.
Very popular food trucks in L.A. That have come to Vegas or now as a brick and mortar.
Yep.
That's awesome.
And then there's a show called Sinner. I don't know if you guys ever saw it on USA. It stars Jessica Biel.
I've seen previews for that.
Yeah,
I haven't watched it, though. She's the executive producer, right?
Executive producer of it. Starred in the first season. Bill Pullman is also in it. Haven't seen Bill Pullman in anything in a long time.
Great actor.
Great actor. And so they just started the new season last night. I'll hold off saying that it's good because I have no idea because it just started last night.
The first season?
But the first season is something that you can absolutely go back and binge on now. It was on USA, so if you have a subscription, maybe you're able to get it through one of like the Hulu-type services, or you can just buy it on iTunes if you want to do that. And
yeah.
I always find, even though I kind of begrudgingly do it, where you pay like $20 for the season, you think about how much entertainment you get out, how many hours of entertainment you get out, it's definitely worth it. So Senator season number one was great, and it just started back last night.
And Jessica Biel, she's easy on the eyes.
Yeah, she is not bad looking.
So is Bill Pullman. He's easy on the thighs, if you know what I'm saying.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So they think that they have solved the mystery of the Bermuda Triangle. And Ian, in all of his weirdness, somehow is involved in what could be the mystery behind all of it. And I don't mean that he's involved in all the disappearance, but...
Well, maybe.
They're thinking that there's deadly rogue 100-foot waves that can come and go in just a few minutes in the area, and that would explain the disappearance of all of those ships. Well, Ian told me that he, over the last few days, has gotten very involved, hours he's invested, into watching videos of rogue waves on YouTube.
Yeah, do yourselves a favor. Don't go down that rabbit hole. Just searching rogue wave compilation on YouTube. That is some scary stuff, man.
Wow. So, like, giant 100-foot waves come out of nowhere?
Massive! And they, like, take out entire boats. Like, I saw one where it's, like, a naval ship, and that almost got completely knocked over because
like
of
these... Like a warship?
Yeah! These things are insane!
Huh.
Yeah, but I'm a little confused as to how this could be the culprit behind all of the disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle.
If I'm gonna be honest...
Yeah.
I always thought Bermuda was near the Bahamas. It is nowhere near the Bahamas.
No, that's just a Beach Boys song.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. So
it's got to be right there.
It was somewhere between Bahama and pretty mama. It is not. It is in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Like, it is like halfway between here and like the UK.
More than 1,000 people have died over the last century in the Bermuda Triangle. How about that?
Oh.
Have you looked at Bermuda, though? That's one of the places I'm actually considering doing a vacation.
You're going to disappear.
They have like pink sand.
No, do it. Do it, man.
Pink sand, man.
You're going to disappear.
They don't disappear now. We're going to be Instagram famous. I'm going to take the picture of me walking down the pink sand beach wearing my thong that's like just slightly up my butt cheeks.
That's right. Yeah.
You know?
It's like one of those French cut
bathing suit
bottoms. Yeah.
Okay. It's going to look good. I just pictured
if you think, like, hey, ladies, you think those look, that'll look ridiculous on me? It looks just as ridiculous on you. Just as ridiculous.
Adults now spend 11 hours each day checking their social media apps, watching TV, or playing video games. 11 hours each day.
I believe it.
What?
Yeah. So the thought is that the kids spend too much time watching screens.
Oh, those
adults
darn kids.
At 11 hours each day. And there's kind of been a backlash from the younger generation because they're tired of their parents constantly being on the phone.
It's crazy because people, like the kids, are chastising their parents.
Yeah.
They're like, get off your phone.
Yep. When you think about it, I mean, parents are, you know, a lot of times busy with work, and so they're checking emails or texting people. That's the most common form of communication now. And then beyond that, a lot of people that in our generation that are parents that do have kids are also all on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all the other social media apps.
I couldn't imagine if my mom was an Instagram model. I mean, like, I'm so glad that, like, we grew up in a generation where we won't ever have to see our grandma one of those French cut bathing suits.
Yeah.
Because, that is just not, or twerking or stuff that they did in their 20s that you don't want to, you know, you should not know about.
Because, like, the image that you have of your grandma or your mom is, like, they're sweet
they
and
got
angelic
their life together.
And they've never done that before.
Because they would never do such a thing.
Of course.
Of course. So there is a vest vending machine at the San Francisco airport, and it's getting made fun of, but it makes a whole lot of money. And kind of related to that, you know, this whole trial with Paul Manafort's going on right now, and regardless of how you fall politically, they're starting to air some of the things that he bought.
I'm not mad at a $30,000 ostrich coat.
It was actually only $15,000 for the ostrich jacket. I mean, however,
that was a fine looking jacket. Don't you talk trash about that jacket.
Hang on. Coming out today, there's also an $18,500 python jacket. Hell yeah. Oh, and a $9,500 ostrich vest.
I mean, ostrich
breeze. That's separate from the ostrich jacket.
You can't have the ostrich jacket without the vest. You need a, and plus the snake. Have you ever seen a snake skin jacket? I remember years ago, we were out at some bar, and this is when the, like the UFC was like in just full swing. Like the biggest.
Couldn't be hotter.
Yeah, just like, I mean, it was blowing up. People were going crazy over it. And we were at some bar after some UFC fight. And the former Nevada State Athletic Commissioner, Keith Kaiser, showed up. And he was wearing a snakeskin jacket. And it looked damn good.
You're like, damn, Keith.
Damn, I need
son.
I need a snakeskin jacket.
Damn. And finally, back to the story that I was talking about. The vest vending machine in San Francisco airport. It's getting made fun of because you're like, what kind of clown needs a vest? Like it's like
I get the Best Buy ones, you know, where you can buy the headphones.
You buy the headphones, you're traveling.
How fashionable are they?
It does get cold on planes, though.
Yeah, and in San Francisco, even if you're getting off and you're going into the Bay Area, it can be a little chilly up there, especially even in the summertime.
Yeah.
Who was it? Mark Twain said, I've never spent a colder winter in my entire life than a summer in San Francisco.
Yeah.
This vending machine in the San Francisco airport brings in $10,000 every month.
Whoa. What do we know?
Yeah.
What do we know?
What the hell
we could be
do
in the
know?
Best vending machine business.
We missed out, man.
Dang it.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It is time for Dirty Laundry here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. And with Dirty Laundry, it's pretty simple. Ian will go out and we'll talk to different individuals around the city of Las Vegas. And many times it's at his favorite bar laundromat, which is on Boulder Highway. Mm-hmm. It is a combination of exactly what I just said, a bar and a laundromat. And you meet a lot of fascinating people out there because this is definitely a dive bar. But for some reason, there's people hanging out doing laundry.
It goes so far beyond, I think, dive bar, really. This is, it's so, how can I put it? It's such a special place.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even call it a dump.
It's like Disneyland. It's like Disneyland on Boulder Highway for alcohol
bums.
And laundry.
Aw, that's sweet.
Well, today's installment of Dirty Laundry features an individual which may or may not have done a couple of drugs in his day, may or may not currently be on drugs while this interview is taking place, and he swears that he was almost abducted by aliens, right, Ian?
Yes, he does. Now, the premise behind the story is he was meeting up a friend who was living under a bridge in California.
Okay.
I see.
So he went to go meet him and, again, insists he was not on any sort of hallucinogens, even though he does have experience with them in the past.
Mm-hmm. This time was different.
This time, a little different.
It's Dirty Laundry on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Dirty Laundry.
I'm outside the bar laundromat, and I've met another friend. Now, do you want to give a name?
James Moore. A few years ago, I was in Paso Robles, California. And it says Central California by San Luis Obispo. Anyways, there's a Salinas River that runs through that town, and that's one of two upstream rivers in the world. I'm walking there in the middle of the night, no flashlight, nothing. The moon's out and everything. And I'm walking, and I'm paranoid. I'm all creeped out there, you know. But this time I'm not for some reason. I'm just like walking and rapping and whatever. When you step under the bridge, it goes pitch black, you know. So I step under there and I'm looking for him. I'm yelling for him, and nobody answers. Nothing. There's nothing at all. So I get kind of freaked out, you know. So I step out from under the bridge a little bit, and then I'm looking up in the sky though, and you see a falling star, right? You know what a falling star looks like. Well, then it goes from like an orangish, like whatever, then it goes to full on a red flame, you know? Then I'm like, I don't think it's a shooting star. I think it's more of a meteor, you know? But then guess what this thing does? It goes, it's way the f*** up there, dude, okay? And it goes, and it stops right above me, all right? Now, this is the weirdest part. This f*** comes all the way down, and this thing is level with the bottom of the bridge, like almost level with it, like to where I can actually, like, I feel like if there was one more person there, like we could lift each other up and one of us could have grabbed it. I don't know, I can only describe that it's like a freaking... it's like an oval shape in a way, you know, it's like an egg almost, but not quite. It's like bigger, way bigger. And it's so, I don't know what it was made out of or anything, but the way it moved, like, it was just sit there hovering, like, you know, but there's this little tail thing I had on the back end. And it seems unbelievable. It really isn't though, because I was there and I'm the only one to witness it, but that's the only problem, you know, but it's true. It's true as ever. And I don't hallucinate. Like I've done hallucinogenics, but this wasn't one of those times. See this little tail thing on the end of it, right? It looks like something. looks like something from a movie, right? But it has a green light on the back of it, though. This thing on the front of it has a little it looks like a camera or whatever, but it's like it's moving and it's looking at me, right? And it's watching me. And then all of a sudden, there's three on each side of it. So there's six of them all together, tubes that come out of it all on each side of it. And this is true, but they come out at the same time. And then all of a sudden, this mist started coming out. I say it was mist because it looked like it was wet or whatever, but it started falling above me and it was green and it matched the light on the back, okay? I'm watching this, I'm like, oh, so I started freaking out. I'm like, oh no, 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 I think they're trying to poison me or something, like something's trying to kill me, you know? I got my shirt over my face, I'm going, you can't. You know, mother try, and I'm yelling at it and all this. All I did was blink for a I just blinked, and it was. And then when I looked back, the mist was still there, but it was still gone. It was gone.
And now afterwards, how did your butt feel? Did you do the check just to make sure?
No, it felt fine.
Okay, good. All right.
Jesus, that guy, man.
Oh my goodness.
So totally up to you whether you think it was an alien encounter or just an encounter with some pretty hardcore methamphetamine. You be the judge.
That guy needs to get a job. Wow. With micro machines.
Yes.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, look here. It's the Redneck Report.
Yep. First up today in the Redneck Report is a man that thought it would be a good idea to try to bomb Target stores to bring down their stock.
What?
Okay.
Boy, this doesn't seem like he thought this one out too well.
Mark Bennett, 50 years old, convicted Monday on charges of attempted arson, possession of an unregistered firearm, as well as a destructive device and an unregistered NFA device. He offered $10,000 to a confidential source to go to Target and place bombs on the shelves. He wanted to set off the explosives so stock prices would go down at Target so he could purchase a lowered stock price to make money once the stock rebounded.
He's the dumbest thing ever. Oh, my
Jesus,
God.
Man. He now faces 20 years in federal prison as a result of it. And, he's also a registered sex offender.
Oh,
so.
Jesus.
Doesn't that seem
I'm
like...
actually really glad that this guy's going to jail.
I wish. Why can't he? Couldn't he have just blown himself up?
Yeah.
Also, why 20 years seems pretty easy for somebody who was planning on blowing up a store with innocent people in them.
Yeah. Well, so it's 20 years in federal prison for the attempted arson conviction, and up to 10 years for each destructive device conviction. So he actually may go away for longer than that.
Oh, okay.
So that's the hope.
Target's. I'm looking at Target's stock price. It did take a pretty big hit when they announced that breach of, user data.
Oh yeah.
Earlier this year, but it has rebounded. It's almost back to the all-time high of about $80 a share right now.
So two 70-year-old dudes got into a fist fight in the middle of a Costco over free samples.
Don't you take that little weenie? That's my little weenie. That's my little weenie.
Oh wait a minute, crap. They were hanging out in the Costco in Greenville, South Carolina. And
lovely place.
One man was patiently waiting in line for a free cheese sample. Then suddenly a 72-year-old cut him in line, grabbed some cheese and walked off. The 70-year-old let it go, but then there was a line for free cheeseburger samples. And the 72-year-old guy walked over and pulled the same move again. He confronted the guy, and the guy hit him in the head and knocked off his hat and glasses. The cops came, they talked to both guys and some witnesses. They decided not to make any arrests because, come on, man, it's just two old guys. But the 72-year-old guy who cut in line twice and then knocked the guy's glasses and
that
hat off, like,
dick.
Go to jail, man.
Yeah, what are you doing?
At least pays his ass.
Like, you could get away with cutting in front of, people much younger, half your age.
Yeah.
We will let that slide. But another 70-year-old, he knows your game. He knows that you got time to wait like everybody else. You're just rude.
I kind of do look forward to the days where I'm so old that I just don't give a damn anymore. Because right now, if I cut line or anything like that, just huge guilt complex. Like, I can't do it. It's just not worth it. Yeah, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Okay. But I know that when I get old enough, I'll have that. I'm like, I've got limited time. I'm sorry. I've got to get this cheeseburger sample.
If you cut in front of me in line at Costco, I'm going to run into the back of your ankles.
With one of the big carts.
Right there. Just poof, and you were going to fall down immediately.
A 30-year-old named Rochelle Marie Tocco.
It's like not the code the same way.
It's not the it's T-O-C-C-O. Allegedly stuffed some clothes in a lunchbox while perusing Walmart. An off-duty police officer caught her in action and stopped her upon leaving the Walmart, and she admitted to stealing. On her way to county jail in the back of the police cruiser, she let out a few clouds of smoke. At the jail, they found a crack pipe with cocaine residue and some Xanax in her in her lunchbox, if you will.
Oh, my God.
She was charged with felony theft, possession of cocaine, possession of whatever the real name is for Xanax, two counts of introducing contraband into a county detention facility as well.
Mm. Well, I mean, if you're in jail already, right?
And finally, this bitch. Make up your mind, man. A bank robber changed his mind in the middle of a heist at a New Jersey bank on Friday afternoon. But not before a teller saw the man with the note demanding cash from the teller. The man walked into the Valley National Bank just after 2 p.m. and approached the teller. The man then passed a note to the teller demanding that he give her, quote, all the money.
All the
money. Not some of the money. All the money.
All of the monies.
The indecisive bank robber grabbed the note back as the teller was reading it, and he said, I'm kidding. I was joking. I just want to open an account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jeez. So did he end up giving them money?
The man was then met by another bank employee at the bank's customer service platform, but he didn't have the proper identification to open an account. He then went to another bank employee, and at that time, the customer service rep he had just spoken with was the one that was alerted because the teller said that guy just tried to rob me for all the monies. The customer service rep then confronted the alleged bank robber and escorted him out of the bank. Police and bank security were notified, but the man had already fled and was not caught. The incident remains under investigation.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It is time for the Super Stupid Spelling Bee here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, and this is a game that's regularly I win. So if you want to be our contestant today, give us a call at 702-791-1075.
He's been lucky.
You have won by default.
I have not won by default. I beat both your asses last week.
I have a feeling so that you are sliding money to Ian to get these words in advance. I see you got a paper over there filled out with all sorts of words.
This is actually just the...
Is there not a paper there with a whole bunch of words?
There is. It's actually called the show prep.
Collusion!
Which you never look at. No collusion. The collusion isn't a crime, Mahoney.
Collusion!
It's not a crime, okay?
Uh-huh. I know what's going on here. Or is that a conspiracy?
If you want to play, 702-791-1075 is the phone number. If you choose the right person to play on your behalf today, and I will say that when this game first started, Sylvia was doing exceptionally well.
No, I was on fire.
And then what is the phrase, what you do in the bed?
Yeah.
Coed and Cambria Taking Back Sunday. Those are the tickets that are up for grabs. They're playing not this Friday, but next Friday over at the Joint Inside the Hard Rock. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. But if you'd like to be our contestant, this is the time to give us a buzz. And I'll propose this. What? No more winning by default. All right. So in order to win, you actually have to win. How about that?
No.
So no. Everyone.
No.
What do you mean no?
Because that goes against him. Like, he might win by default.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why like, he's okay with winning by default.
Every time we play this game, you change the rules.
No, I don't change the rules. The rules have always been the same, but what we don't want is for whoever goes last just to win because the people got it wrong beforehand. Everyone has to spell the word.
Sure we do.
All right, Mahoney, you go first this week then.
No, I'm going last because I lost.
You see, Mahoney's just trying to find an edge.
No,
if you lose.
No. It's like the Price is Right,
man. It's like golf, bruh. It's like golf.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. The guy who got the best score goes last.
No, it's not. That is not how this
it's
game
not how
works.
It works in golf either. Not that I think about it.
You're so dumb.
So dumb. As it was coming out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, no. Take it back.
Oh, no.
Take
it back. I can't. Right. Oh, it's all there.
Oh, speaking of golf, real quick. Did you see that Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson are going to be playing?
They agreed to the $10 million game?
Yeah, here in Las Vegas. It's going to be at Shadow Creek.
Tiger's going to win that.
You think?
That's Tiger's course, man. Tiger jams up there every year.
Maybe you're right.
And he's been hot.
I don't know.
I will watch that all day long.
I will bet on Phil though. Let all the money come in on Tiger because everyone's going to bet on Tiger because it's Tiger and he's been playing really well recently. And then bet on Phil because you'll get a bunch of value.
Nah,
there.
Man.
You don't think so?
I think you're throwing money away.
All right, Justin, joining us from Summerlin. What's up, Justin? How you doing, man?
How's it going, everybody? Doing good.
So you get to choose somebody to play on your behalf today, and you can tag in for one word. So if are you a good speller?
Oh, gosh, we're about to find out.
All right. So you can tag in for a word, and you'll be able to discuss it with whoever your contestant is. Do you want me, Mahoney, or Sylvia to play on your behalf?
Oh, gosh, let's see. I will take Mahoney.
Are you sure? Justin. Are you sure about this? Okay. Why would you do this to me?
He needs a win.
He needs a win. That's right.
I'm feeling today is going to be his day.
Oh, you think you're his lucky charm.
Coed and Cambria Taking Back Sunday tickets are on the line. If Mahoney blows it, which he's going to, You don't get anything. We'll give them a way to call on number 10. So let's see how this works.
No, I'll be honest with you. I gave Mahoney some easy words. At this point, he has a handicap in this
You
game.
Talk about collusion. What is
that? No, I can't watch him struggle like this.
We all struggle.
It's fine. They're tough, easy words.
All right, Sylvia. Sylvia goes first. Go ahead.
Okay, Sylvia, your first word, hallelujah.
Oh, ooh. Man, I should know this.
Yes, you should.
Oh.
You go to church?
Do you?
I mean, it's been like 2 years.
2 years?
It's been.
You don't go to church.
We are not looking for the Hebrew version.
Okay.
Okay, just letting you know.
H-A-L-L-E-L-U-I-A.
You said U-I-A?
Yeah.
No, that is incorrect. H-A-L-L-E-L-U-J-A-H.
Oh, we're doing that spelling?
That's the only way to spell hallelujah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sylvia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I even knew there was a J in hallelujah.
Yeah, come on now. All right, Mahoney.
No, it's Dave, because Dave won last week.
Oh, lame.
Winner goes second. All right, Dave, your first word, buoyant.
Oh, come on.
Buoyant.
That's super easy.
That is super easy, man.
Mahoney says that's easy, Dave.
Oh, boy. Is it B-O-U-Y-A-N-T?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No, it is not.
What?
B-U-O-Y-A-N-T. Buoyant.
I just flipped him.
Yes, you did, Dave. Okay, Mahoney, you could take the game with
this. Single elimination, too, so I already
Dave.
Won.
No, you didn't
no,
win.
I already won.
Well, Mahoney.
I have already
Mahoney,
won.
Mahoney, this is your first word.
You have to spell the word. That's
why
we changed
it. You have to spell this correct. Your first word.
You can win it right here. Oh,
right
my God.
Here.
Mahoney can
outright.
Win the super stupid spelling bee for the first time ever.
I've won. I've won before.
No,
by
you
default.
Haven't.
Yeah,
by
I did. No, I won. There was a listener who helped.
Mahoney, your first word is biscuit.
Oh, come
oh,
on.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Come on.
It's tough.
That.
It's tough.
He doesn't know
it. Uh-oh. Can you use it in a sentence?
It's not Bisquick.
I had a craving and went to Popeye's for one of their famous biscuits.
Mahoney, you are an ass biscuit.
That's funny.
John, do you want to spell this
His
one?
Name is Justin.
God, last week you called me Steve.
Oh, my God, Mahoney.
You want
no,
spell
don't.
The word is biscuit.
No. Mahoney, you spell
what do you mean?
It.
You said we had the listener.
Get the win.
You could get the win.
Close it.
I want to let this guy do it.
I can spell it.
You're such a bitch, Mahoney.
Yeah. How am I a bitch,
You're such
Mahoney.
A bitch.
You're a bitch kit.
Damn.
I think I can spell it.
Go
okay,
ahead.
Spell it. He's getting flustered. I think he's getting red.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Mahoney.
His eyes are going back and forth.
Wait.
No, you were right. Don't start it with anything else.
Good start. Is there a silent P in there?
B-I-S-Q-U-I-T.
Jesus, why did you put a Q in there?
Why
did you put a Q?
Q.
No, I said U. No, you said, go back to the tape. I said Q, B-I-S-Q-U-I-T.
You just said Q again.
You said it again. There's no Q.
Q-U.
Oh, my God.
Q-I-S.
Hey,
wait, B-I-S-C-U-I-T.
Yes, no, you didn't.
That's what I said.
You're such a dickhead.
Oh, my God. You're such a liar. You're such a liar.
You're supposed to say Q, and then you yelled at Q.
Guys, no, you didn't.
Oh, my God.
I said C. B-I-S-C-U-I-T.
You said Q.
You said Q, you dingus.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Mahoney.
No,
I did not.
You are a liar, and everyone that's listening knows you're a liar.
I know there's not a Q in biscuit.
You just said the word Q or the letter Q.
No.
You did.
No,
I'm so
I did not.
You're so stupid.
I just spelled it.
You can't say no.
B-I-S-C-U-I-T.
You said Q, though.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
you did.
No, I was looking at it in my head.
We will go back, and we'll pull the tape.
Oh, my God.
We will pull the tape.
I have a headache.
Give Steve the tape.
It's not Steve. It's Justin.
This bit's over.
No, it's not. We have another round now.
We're running late on time. We got to go.
No, we don't.
We got to go.
Come on.
Another round.
Nobody wants to hear this. It's already over.
My gosh.
It's not over. You just won. You did not win.
All right, Sylvia, your word is derriere. Spell derriere.
Just don't even bother.
I am so
D-E-R-R-I-E-R.
No, that is,
no,
that is incorrect. You had to add another E at the end there.
Oh.
All right, Dave, your word, leprechaun.
L-E-P-R-E. C-H-A-U-N.
First correct answer of the day.
That's not the first correct answer of the
day. Yes, it is.
I spelled biscuit correctly.
You're such a liar.
All right,
you're
Mahoney,
such a liar.
Mahoney, redemption. Oh, my gosh. Limousine.
Easy.
Oh, my God.
Steve, you want to spell this?
His name is Justin.
L.
Go ahead, man.
W.
I will spell it.
Go.
I will spell it.
Go.
L-I-M. O. U. I-N-E?
That is correct. Right. That is correct.
There we go.
Oh my
good
gosh.
Job, Steve.
His name is Justin.
All right. Dave. Dave, your word cantaloupe.
C-A-N-T-E-L-O-U-P-E.
That is incorrect.
Hey,
really?
Hey.
Cantaloupe.
Mahoney.
That's right.
Gosh. All right, Mahoney.
I already won again.
No, you didn't.
No, you spelled one word right.
Just
no, you have to spell.
You haven't spelled anything.
You have to spell this one. All right, Mahoney, your word is handkerchief. Handkerchief. Oh my God.
Oh. Hank, is it like handkerchief?
Can I give him a hint?
Yeah, shut up.
Shut up, Steve.
What is it?
My hint.
Hey,
George, stop it.
No.
I didn't hear that.
No.
I know because I muted him.
Don't mute him.
Go ahead, Mahoney.
This is America, Dave. He's got a right to the First Amendment.
No, he does. It's not
like communist China.
That's not how this works.
Mahoney, spell handkerchief.
Is it a handkerchief?
You
can't. Mahoney, I'm not going to phonetically just like give.
You can't, dude.
Q.
Even if I did, I don't think he would get it right, though.
Go ahead.
Handkerchief.
Z.
Go. Go.
H-A-N-K.
Oh my gosh, dude!
Hank,
handkerchief, H-A-N-D-K-E-R-C-H-I-E-F.
There's no way you're getting that.
Whoa!
All right, this is taking too long.
Yeah, I know.
Justin, just give him the tickets.
Justin,
I won again.
You did not win.
No,
this one's
biscuit.
I won.
I win. You didn't spell anything right. You literally did not spell anything.
You
didn't spell anything right. You're a moron, and I hate you.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Today's top story, the biggest story of the day, is that Mahoney is a damn liar.
What are you talking
about? I have the audio pulled from our super stupid spelling bee just a moment ago where you spelled biscuit with the letter Q, even though you deny that you spelled it with a Q. Would you like to hear the audio?
The doctored audio?
It's not doctored audio.
You're so dumb if you think it's doctored.
What are you, Michael Cohen? What's the deal with all this recording? What's going on here? What are you trying to do to me?
His eyes are going back and forth.
Wait.
No, you were right. Don't start it with anything else.
Good start. Is there a silent P in there?
See, you guys are throwing out letters.
Wait, you're throwing out letters and trying to confuse me.
You don't hear me throwing out letters when you're spelling stuff.
I'm playing back an audio recording of us, so people can't tell whether we're talking live or it's a recording. So let the recording play through. There's only 13 seconds left, and then you can comment on it, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, so I'm going to start the recording again right now, and then at the end of it, you can comment, all right? So recording starts now.
B-I-S-Q-U-I-T.
Jesus, why did you put a Q in there?
Why did you put a Q?
No, I said U. No, you said, go back to the tape. I said Q, B-I-S-Q.
All right, so the recording is over now. You definitely said Q, not once, but twice.
I love how he's saying C.
What are you talking about?
One more time. Here we go.
Q-U-I-T?
No. Jesus, why did you put a Q in there?
No.
You spelled
doctored audio.
You spelled bisquit.
Because I was thinking of bisquit. And you guys are throwing out letters, trying to confuse me.
We're not throwing out letters. We're throwing out letters like W.
She said X. You said something.
Yeah, but that's not even close to how biscuit is spelled.
Oh, so I can start throwing out letters when you're spelling?
Go ahead.
Do it.
Uh-huh. Bunch of lying, fake-ass audio. Fake news fair over here.
The dumbest person I've ever met. I love you, bro, but the dumbest person I've ever met.
And yet here we are together, partners. So who's the dummy now?
It makes me look smarter, even though I'm not. So Idaho drivers are getting tickets for driving too slow. I actually kind of love this. Two drivers have been cited as of July 27th for driving too slowly in the passing lane. A law took place on July 1st. Most people expect the general traffic to stay to the right lane and leave the left lanes open for passing. The law doesn't specify how much time it should take for slow cars to move over to the right lane. Police expects it'll write, you know, a normal-ish number of tickets for this, but they don't expect that they're going to go crazy with it. Mm-hmm. Reasonable amount of time is what police are giving people to get out of the passing lane. But if you're blocking up the whole damn passing lane because your slow ass is oblivious to the rest of the road around you, you deserve a ticket.
It's dangerous. You're creating a bigger danger on the road for people having to go around you and cut in. They have proven changing lanes on the highway, especially when somebody is going slow in the passing lane, a.k.a. the fast lane, creates a much higher percentage of creating an accident down the road or behind you. So this is, I think it's a good safety measure. Get your ass out of the passing lane if you aren't going to pass.
Is there anything worse than when you're driving back from, say, California and there is somebody in the passing lane that is literally clogging up the entire lane, and that clogs up the entire highway because it's only two lanes. So if one slow person is not paying attention, and it stuns me every time that they can't notice a 7 mile long line of cars behind them. Like, just pay attention to what's going on around you.
And you're pacing a tractor trailer or something along
those. You're driving at the exact same speed. You're just an idiot.
I will say, of all the places that I have lived in my 37 years, I think we here in Las Vegas have the best roads and the best drivers as far as people getting out of the fast lane.
Yep.
In Missouri, in California.
Texas.
California's not too bad.
Texas is awful.
Is the worst. Every clown in a cowboy hat thinks that they can drive their pickup truck 60 miles an hour on a 70 mile an hour highway in the fast lane.
In the fast lane,
and they don't got to get over because this is Texas.
This is my road.
This is my truck. My I pay taxes. You can go around.
This is Texas. It moves at the speed of me.
We have bad drivers here, but it's for other reasons. They get out of the fast lane generally here.
Yeah, I will say.
And once we get
pretty good about it here. And actually, there was a survey that was done pretty recently that Nevada has the third best drivers in the entire country as far as major metropolitan areas.
Once we get Project Neon done and we're getting the other, I don't know if it's considered part of Project Neon, down off of the other part of the 15, down near like the South Point and all that interchange down there.
Yeah.
And the up again north near the Speedway. There's a lot of construction going on. I like seeing the infrastructure enrichment happening here because there are a lot of people on the roads, and the faster we do it, the better our roads are going to be. And, you know, it's good for transportation in Las Vegas. We don't want to be like L.A. where you're stuck in traffic for 4 hours. It sucks right now.
Terrible. It's terrible.
Hopefully it's done soon.
So coming up in just a moment here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, we're going to be talking about something that is close to Mahoney's heart.
What's that?
Because yesterday.
You guys cheated me out of my win on the Super Stupid Spelling Bee?
No,
you didn't win.
No.
I did win. Way to push the button on 10. Real tight show we're running here, Dave. Real tight show.
Wow.
To the tape, I said Q-B-I-S-Q. B-I-S-Q. I-S-Q.
You're just yelling C over top of it, Mahoney.
Q.
Now, yesterday, Mahoney got a pretty brutal backhanded compliment from Sylvia.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be talking about the worst backhanded compliment that you've ever got. You know the one that really stung, that took a little piece of your soul when the person said it? Text it to us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney, or you can give us a call at 702-791-1075. I mean, but backhanded compliments, top of the mind today, thanks to Sylvia.
I think you're very handsome,
Ice cold.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Yesterday it happened right here in this studio. Sylvia cut Mahoney to the core.
Oh,
we were talking about this guy that,
and then she
works in the business, and Mahoney called him an ugly son of a bitch. And you're like, how does that guy ever get laid?
See, the thing is, I didn't hear that part.
Really?
I didn't.
Dave heard it, clearly. Well, he was in the other room. Yeah. He somehow heard it.
No, I was not listening. I was on my phone.
She wasn't paying attention, and then Mahoney pulled up a picture of this guy, and Sylvia said, oh, that guy looks like you.
No.
And then Sylvia, I kid you not, spent the rest of the show talking about how much she wants to sleep with Mahoney.
No, I don't want to sleep with him.
No, you're saying, oh, I'm very attracted to you, but I couldn't say that because it's not appropriate to say that, well, which made it even more awkward.
Just like pandering.
Yes.
All those just...
She was chasing like, him down the hall.
I would say that I'm attracted to you, but that wouldn't be appropriate. And we're just like...
Well, I can't say that to you.
Sylvia,
because if I were, that's not nice. That's not appropriate.
No, what you're doing is pandering. You're making it 10 times worse than what it was.
So what's the one that cuts you to your core? The backhanded compliment that you got? 702-791-1075, or you can text us at 73100. I actually gave an inadvertent backhanded compliment to my friend's mom. We finished dinner, and she asked me how it was. I panicked and said it was very filling, and she gave me the biggest death glare. I was promptly asked to leave.
That's...
Wow.
You're taking that a little bit.
Yeah.
Backhanded compliment. My father-in-law called me husky when describing my muscular build, then tried to backtrack and said, no, you're big boned.
There's no such thing as big boned, is there?
Ivan the Blind Mexican texted us and said, when girls say I have pretty eyes, bitch, I'm blind. No, I don't.
God, I love you so much, Ivan. Oh, he's the best.
702-791-1075 is the phone number. Sean on Twitter said, you're pretty cute for a fat guy. Heard that one before.
Mm. Ouch. Oh, someone said that to you once?
Were you not listening again? I just said Sean on Twitter.
No, I
said
know,
this.
But you said, like, I've heard that before.
Did you realize what you're doing?
You just
called me a fat guy.
Yeah, yes.
You butthole.
So not only are you not listening, you're also insulting him as well. What is that? Why are you such a monster?
No, I'm not a monster.
You are a monster.
No, I'm not.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You guys are very handsome men, and Mahoney, that shirt's looking dashing on you.
It's a little late.
A little late.
This guy said, I was called a good-looking guy for an older guy. I'm 33, bitch.
I mean, what were you talking to, an 18-year-old? I mean, because to an 18-year-old, you are an old guy.
Yeah. I was told instead of being a butter face, I'm a butter body.
Oh, no. Man. I feel like I'm a butter body.
Oh, man. Like you actually look like a stick of butter that's been in the sun for too long.
This body is made of butter. I'm delicious on biscuits.
I was working at a Starbucks, had a conversation with a customer, and he said, wow, you're smarter than you look.
Wow.
This one coming in, this one says, Sylvia, I mean, Dave is cute. Mahoney had a decent personality. Had?
Where'd it go?
Vanessa on Facebook said, you're not a bad trucker for a girl. Damn it. Eduardo, you are really cute, but it would be cool if you were 6 inches taller.
That's not nice.
Jennifer, I had a baby last year, and I'd lost 30 pounds. Congratulations.
You know, as a dude, it just sucks so much. Like, I mean, by no luck of our own, Dave and I are both tall. You know, you're 6'2", 6'3". I'm 6'4", 6'5".
I like how you always round up.
In the morning, sure. I'm 6'5", Dave. By the end of the day, it drags me back.
The butter starts to melt.
It's very hot outside. Yeah. But, like, there's certain things in this world that we cannot help and we could do nothing about.
Right.
You know, like, we can't help our height.
When you're at your full-grown height, there's nothing you can do about it.
We can't help other things as well.
Right. Sometimes there's other shortcomings.
Yeah. So it's like when you go after us for those sorts of things, like if you go after a guy who's short in several ways,
that's worse than being fat, because fat at least you can work off, right? Like you can do something about that.
You could call me fat all day long because I did that to myself.
Yep.
But like, can't help the other things.
Leah joining us this morning. What's up, Leah?
Hi, good morning. So I'm a budget analyst, and a girl in my office goes, "I thought they hired you because you were pretty, but you're actually pretty smart."
That's such a catty, bitchy thing.
That's but extremely bitchy.
It's not that bad though, because you're like, I am smart and I'm hot. Deal with it, bitch.
No.
Well,
I feel like that's how you create an enemy on the first day of work. Yeah. Like you are drawing a line in the sand, saying, "Bitch, I see what you're doing. I know what's up."
Yeah, well, I guess.
I don't respect you.
I'm going to bet that Kathy's budgets don't get approved anymore, do they? Thanks for the call, Leah.
But it is nice to be called pretty.
Thank you. Yeah,
have a good day. You know, Greg joining us this morning.
How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
pretty good. My wife's grandma always tells me how hot I am when I wear jeans and I'm clean shaven.
Oh, otherwise.
But do you like normally wear like shorts or something? What do you? What's your?
I don't wear jeans. I'm not a redneck. But
what?
What?
What? Yeah, she to me like that all the time.
What do you wear though?
Like, what do you normally wear? Khakis? Like, what are you talking about?
Dockers?
No. I wear just normal work pants.
Okay, all right. Does wearing jeans make you a redneck? Because all of us are wearing jeans.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wearing a dress.
Made out of jean material.
That's your guy's style.
All right, okay. Greg. Thanks for the call.
What?
So strange.
No sense.
Wait. He did a backhanded comment, compliment with us right there.
Oh, he said, that's your style.
Yeah, he called us.
That's your style.
That's your style. Greg?
All right, whatever. That's fine. Grandparents sometimes get a little bit too bold.
Oh, yeah.
Like last time I visited my grandma, who, by the way, is 96, in the Chicago area, she's like, how much do you weigh? And I'm like, I don't know, like 205, 210. She goes, okay, just not too much more, all right? I'm like, okay, Grandma.
She's looking out for you.
All right.
Last time I saw my grandparents, who are moving here, which I'm very excited about, my grandfather patted me on the stomach.
Oh, did he? That's the worst. That happened to me.
Like a good hustle, but like right on the...
Right on the old belly.
The belly.
And when you don't have time to flex, you're like, oh, no, okay. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
Why would you do that?
Tanya joining us this morning. What's up?
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, so a while back, friends of mine and I, we were living in Long Beach, so we drove down to San Diego, friends in a military family, and our friend's wife could not cook worth crap. It was awful, even on the best day. So we tried to avoid it as much as possible, but one night we couldn't, and she made soup, and we're like, okay, this can't be that bad. And what she turned out was, like, amazing. It was probably the best soup we'd ever had. So she asked us how it was, and we were like, this is the best onion soup ever. I don't think I've had anything better than this. And she turns around, has this look on her face of, I might kill you. And she's like, it's potato soup.
Oh, that is a blunder.
We weren't invited back.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Tanya. Appreciate it. This one just came in on the Centennial Toyota text line. I was at the park with my kids, and a bunch of 20-year-olds were playing basketball. They screamed out, "You're pretty hot for a mom."
Does that ever work? Yelling at ladies from like across the way?
No,
never, ever, not once.
One time in history.
Never.
I mean, it must have worked one time in history, because why else do guys do that?
But it must have been like something so good that the woman was like, "Oh man, I need to get on that." Otherwise, no.
Never.
What do you like? Hey, I just won the lottery. The only way that works.
This one just came in. That picture looks great. It doesn't look like you at all.
Oh.
And then Jesse said, I told my mom that I feel stupid for something I did. And she said, you're not that stupid.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Man, some people are just ice cold. It's a backhanded compliment. The queen of it all, of course, is Sylvia, but plenty of other people weighing in that haven't had a chance to meet Sylvia yet. Morgan joining us. What's going on, Morgan?
Hey, so I just wanted to share my funny backhanded compliment that my mother gave my prom date on my junior prom. Guy I was really into came over to pick me up from prom. My mom was meeting him for the first time, and she said, Chris, it's nice to meet you. I thought you'd be taller.
Oh, Mom,
come on.
It was so embarrassing.
How did the rest of that night go for you?
Pretty bad. We pretty much showed up and took pictures and left. And yeah, it wasn't that good. We didn't see each other after that.
Oh, that was it. One and done, huh? Damn. All right, thanks for the call, Morgan. Have a great day.
Mom's always blowing up the spot.
Backhanded compliment I received. Wow, Brandon, that shirt and tie combo looks beautiful. It would really make it look amazing as if you lost a little weight so that you could button the top button.
The top button? Nobody likes the tight.
No,
it's too tight.
Unless you're going to wear a tie with it, right?
Even once you wear a tie, I don't button it. I just push the tie up into the top button.
God, the worst is when it's been a while since you've worn that shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, no. I don't know if this is going to fit right. And then it doesn't. And you're like, choking yourself with trying to button the top button because you have to have your fingers jammed in there too. Yeah, it's just
we just did the broadcast for Tough Enough that aired nationally on BN Sports last night. And if you've seen photos or if you watched that last night, you saw that I was wearing a suit. Dave was wearing a suit.
Mm-hmm.
I made the mistake of when I was thin, got all of my suits
taken in.
Thinking like, I'm looking good. I'm gonna make these suits tailored, be looking fly. I thought while we were calling those fights, doing that stand-up shot, that the button on my pants was going to shoot off and hit somebody in the eye. I did not have a belt on.
Oh no. Awesome.
Like, it was ridiculous. One of the most common things that I think Dave and I both get whenever we meet somebody for the first time who's never like followed us on social media at Mahoney Sucks. Is that they always say, you guys aren't as old or as fat as I thought you were.
Yeah, we're working on it, but yeah.
We're trying.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there.
But I think that is the most common one we get.
I had customers tell me that I looked like Sandra Bullock from Miss Congeniality, quote, before they made her fancy.
Oh.
I mean, any comparison? Like, Sandra Bullock's one of those classic beauties. But either way, if they tried to make her ugly, she's still.
Exactly. Mm. So, either way.
That's not bad.
And then two final ones here. Oh, man. My brother said, oh, it looks like you lost weight. And then I finished walking past him and he said, oh, never mind. There it is. And this girl said, someone once said to me, damn, girl, you can see that ass from the front.
What does that even mean?
I wasn't sure if I should be flattered or punch him.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Check on the voicemail again this morning. Here we go.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, man. How do you not know how to spell biscuit? Oh, man, dude, that was funny. Your fiance is in school. Official, how do you not know how to spell biscuit?
Message deleted.
I know how to spell biscuit. I spelled biscuit correctly.
No, you did not.
Let's just move on.
We play the tape, though.
Q-U-I-T.
Say Q.
Man, Travis.
Q. Say 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 Q.
Fake ass news over here, Farrah. Fake news, Farrah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Easily the best spelling bee bit you guys have ever done. I'm dying over here. This is fantastic.
Message deleted.
Why does everyone love seeing us make a fool of ourselves so very much?
Because they know they can't spell either.
But they're being supportive. They like the bit.
I've had spell check literally since I was in elementary school. I made sure to double check.
So now you're just acquiescing to being stupid?
I'm not acquiescing to being stupid.
Spell acquiesce.
You spell acquiesce.
I can't.
Please leave a message after the tone.
But Throwback Thursday, let's travel back in time to when Mahoney was in third grade. Mahoney, can you spell cat?
Is it C, Q, T? Wrong.
Message deleted.
Again, let's just move forward.
They're being supportive.
You know, this is what we do. We don't focus on old stuff that we've already did. People who are tuning in now don't have any idea what happened in the super stupid spelling bee. And I'm sure
this will live on
the
forever.
Fake audio is going to be edited on the radio.com app on the Dave
it's
Mahoney
not
podcast.
Fake audio.
Just another chance to, you know, create a witch hunt to make me look.
No witch hunt, though.
Here we go.
Like, I can't spell.
I would stop playing this, but I've recused myself from the situation, so I can't. Yes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right. Riddle me this, Mr. Fake News Farrah. France wins the World Cup. I'm $700 short. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you want to build a Tarjay, Polly Boulanger in the strip with my $700.
Message deleted.
What does Tarjay, Parlez-vous Francais have to do with a Target? Like, it's not a French company.
It's from Minnesota.
And it costs more than $700, you broke ass, to build a Target.
We told you to hedge that bet.
Hedge the bet, dummy.
He's never going to forgive you guys.
It's not. We told him to hedge the bet.
Well, he's blaming you somehow.
How is it our fault who won the World Cup?
France had the better team.
I'm impressed with your French, though. I mean, parlez-vous français.
Ooh.
Very good.
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's Throwback Thursday. So because of that, Mahoney,
Tama Bahama homie. Waza. The Latina Fraggle Foot Princess. Waza. Ian. Lyman boy. Dirty Laundry Ian. Waza. Dave. My man. Waza. Take that for the throwback.
Message deleted.
Why are we playing such stupid calls?
Get to stuff. Leave good content, people. What are you doing?
That was funny. It was a throwback.
It's fun to say.
Do you remember how fun that used to be? The wah that, and then how glad we all were that it went away.
That was what that was about.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't.
How did you not?
You didn't catch that?
Jesus, you're dumb. I mean, you're really good looking. But you're so dumb.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Stop Stories! Here's what's making news.
Welcome back to the Jimmy Boy.
So we were just looking at this really cute picture on Instagram of this family that cut some holes, like window-shaped holes in their wood fence, so that way the neighbors could visit with their dogs.
Yeah.
It was pretty cute.
It was adorable.
You know, not going to happen so much here in Las Vegas because most people don't have like the wooden fences.
Yeah, it's
like,
yeah.
The old house that I used to live in, we had that wooden fence.
Yeah, the wooden
fence. It was actually family members, and they had a golden retriever. So there was like this little like opening,
and just go just, back and forth.
And he would like go cute. Back, and he would like stick his little snout.
Well, look, everyone loves dogs, and this guy is probably somebody that also loves dogs. Things didn't work out so well for him, though. His name is Dick Hill, Richard Hill. He's from Ohio. He was walking through a Walmart parking lot on Saturday afternoon when he noticed a crowd around a car with two dogs inside. And so he grabbed the hammer and broke out the window to rescue the dogs. And when the cops came and reviewed some security footage, it turned out the dogs had only been in the car for 8 minutes.
Oh.
And the high that day in Ohio was 78.
Still.
So it was warm but not dangerous.
Yeah.
And the dogs had been in the car for 8 minutes. Look, I'm all about dogs. And if there's a dog, especially in this heat, like locked in a car, it's justified. Like... But the vigilante superhero who just feels like it's on them to start busting out windows without really knowing what's going on is just ridiculous. This guy ended up getting a ticket for what happened.
And the owner, of course, does.
Yeah. He busted out a window and it was 78 degrees and the dogs have been in the car for 8 minutes.
It was 78 degrees?
78.
Well, Dave, you know, when a car, even at 70 degrees... inside of the car can be anywhere between 104 to 113. So at
not after eight minutes.
So at 80 degrees, it could be even hotter than that.
Okay,
that's hot for a dog.
Okay, they were in there for 8 minutes.
I love a hot dog, just not a hot dog in a car. I lost them at Sonic.
Here's Dick Hill talking about it.
Did not know how long it was going to take them to get there, and I really felt that puppy needed to get out. I needed to see if that puppy was okay. The officer told me that I should have waited, that I had no right to break that window.
Don't,
Einstein, you didn't.
How dare you, Dave? He's just trying to save that puppy. Let Dick break out that window.
You think he's the king of the Dick Hill?
Maybe. I mean, maybe. I don't know any other ones that come to mind right off the top of my head.
So please say that a... what? Ow.
Move on.
What's that on the top of my head?
It's a microphone right there. Watch out.
Oh, God.
Police say that the crime may have been thwarted by a pet pig. The would-be thieves smashed their way into a house through a back door. The single mom with four kids say the family wasn't at home at the time of the break-in because the would-be thieves didn't actually steal anything. Police suggest the criminals may have been scared away by the family's pet pig, Dumplin. Dumplin's owner, she saved the full-grown swine from a rescue earlier this year. Dumplin's owner is just relieved that the pig didn't get hurt during the crime, and she wishes more people would adopt pet pigs.
I do love
even
pigs.
If they don't always scare away the bad guys.
Pigs are really cute.
I don't know. I love the baby pigs. Those are cute.
The micro pigs.
I don't know why.
Even big pigs, I think, are cute. You don't?
They freak me out. Like, my friend had a pet pig.
They'll eat you. I mean, like,
if you die,
who owns a pig farm.
I think that's why.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, we also eat them.
They are delicious.
So maybe it's just retribution.
And they're really cute.
And it's kind of the pig's fault for being so delicious.
Do you think we taste like bacon?
If we tasted like bacon.
I thought we heard that human meat tastes like it's sour.
Where did you hear that?
I don't know.
You were having a conversation with somebody about being a cannibal?
No. Like, I read it somewhere.
You're such a weirdo.
I'm not a weirdo.
You are a total weirdo.
No.
Ian?
No, I'm upset. Sylvia, where did you hear that?
I don't know.
Because I have heard so many different accounts of what human meat tastes like.
What
I have never heard sour.
I don't know. I don't know where I
I've
read
heard
it.
Salty.
We're not talking about... Never mind.
Jesus.
Just forget it.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So you'd think that Thor would be like a big manly man kind of all of the time, right? I mean, because that's sort of his gig. It's like he's a big manly dude.
With the big hammer.
He's chiseled. He looks like he's chiseled out of granite.
Yeah.
Literally.
That's why he got cast as a superhero named Thor.
A god.
Yes.
A god.
So here you go. This is Chris Hemsworth getting a tattoo and not exactly handling it like a man.
Yes. Oh, he is starting to like it. Oh, I love this.
I mean, that's not too bad.
It's not too bad. I thought it was like... I thought it was more like
he
that.
He pass out in the chair. Ian, as the tattoo aficionado of the Dave Mahoney Morning Show... Your take.
No one should be making those noises while getting a tattoo. First and foremost, that's distracting to the artist giving the tattoo. And second of all, you sound like a bitch.
Wow.
Are we sure that this was at a tattoo shop and not the adult superstore?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, he is starting to like it. Oh, I love this.
Oh, yeah, damn. Oh, wait, actually, I don't know now.
Where did we get that audio?
What's going on here? Yeah,
I'd watch that.
But Scarlett Johansson did not groan like that because I guess a bunch of the Avengers people went out, like Robert Downey Jr. got one.
Yeah, they all did, yeah.
Scarlett Johansson. We don't have any audio of anybody else whining like that.
Did they get matching tattoos?
They did.
Of what?
Like Lord of the Rings?
The Avengers logo.
Okay.
It's so cute.
I mean, it made Robert Downey Jr. $1 billion. All right.
Yeah, I think the cast from Lord of the Rings did the same thing.
We're not getting...
Why don't we do that?
No, we're not getting matching show tattoos.
Why not?
Because this is not going to last forever. Tattoos will.
Because this show's like Survivor.
Wow. Somebody's getting voted off the island.
Wow.
I don't want to tell you who has a
line. Look at me, Jesus Christ.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Mahoney, before we wrap up the show today, we did have a request for some Limp Bizkit.
Why are we playing this garbage?
It is one of those days. Everything is
everybody sucks. Everybody sucks. But you want to choose
the yeah.
Rip his elbow's head off.
We banned these clowns from this station.
You know, did we though?
But
it's been so long and they've had so little success since.
Wasn't he doing like a jazz album or performance?
It's not even clowns. The thing that sucks is everybody else in that band is not a giant douchebag besides Fred. Like, Wes Borland is really good. DJ Lethal's really talented as well. John is solid. All those guys are really good musicians. I actually started following Fred Durst on Instagram, and he's not a douchebag on Instagram, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
He posts old pictures of like I think it's like... what are those things that the old cars that station wagons? It's like old station wagons. It's all he posts.
I mean, he's gotten older.
Yeah.
Maybe he's more refined.
Yeah.
Let's give him a second chance. Yeah.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right. Tough Enough is coming up. Mayhem and Mesquite is going down on August the 11th.
Oh, yeah.
August the 11th out in Mesquite at the Casablanca. Uh-huh. And it's the Future Stars of MMA. It's always a great time. If you know the show today, free tickets to hang with us at the Casablanca in Mesquite. Here we are.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Common things that I think Dave and I both get whenever we meet somebody is that they always say, you guys aren't as or as I thought you were.
Yeah, we're working on it, but yeah.
We're trying.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Why would you make this Know the Show?
What?
Really?
What?
Really? You're going to double down on that one?
Should I do this one or the one about you crapping your pants?
Well, you just gave away the answer.
No, I didn't because...
No, the one
you had no idea.
With you crap in the pants is a different one.
Well, we've already done that one. People are already calling 791-1075 with the correct answer to go see Tough Enough out of Mesquite. Mayhem in Mesquite 15, Dave.
Casablanca, always a great time. The fights out there are fantastic. And if you've never been there for one of those fights, it's a blast, not just the actual event itself, but the after party. You'll have a great time.
In the showroom out there, dare I say, Dave, also during the fights, some of the finest mixed martial arts commentating that has ever graced
Why are you laughing,
this fine
Ian?
Planet.
Yeah, why are you laughing?
I just love it when Mahoney compliments himself.
Yeah, that's a direct compliment.
No, I was complimenting Dave.
Oh, well.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey, that's yeah. a great.
Thank you very
is
much.
That a first?
Yeah. Right. He was complimenting himself. Yeah. No. X1075, good morning. What's your name? We lost him. X1075, hello. What's your name?
Hello. Joe.
Joe, correct answer is?
Fat and ugly.
Fat and ugly is close.
But not quite there.
Oh. You're half right. Sorry, Joe.
Sorry, Joe.
See you, man. X1075, good morning.
Good morning.
The two things that people think that we are not fully yet, but we're working on it.
Old and fat.
Old and fat. You're the best
around. Nothing's gonna ever older and fatter, which, I mean, we're already getting old and, you know, we're not as svelte as we used to be.
That's right.
It's a fat year. 2018's an even fat year for me.
Yeah.
So, like, how fat did you think I was? That's what I want to know. Like, how were you imagining?
We have had a couple of people who are like, man, I really thought Mahoney was going to be like 450 pounds. You're like, nah, man. Like,
nah.
A couple more years.
Yeah. let's give it a little while, man.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.